Okay, the status sheet and the final are both posted. The status sheet is a requirement, because that's the only way that we have of making sure that our records are the same. Okay, because we're going over the internet, folks, and that's not 100%. Of course, if you look at my office, you know paper wouldn't work either, so. Okay. So, you need to fill out the status sheet. The most important things, obviously, is I want the web project, the first one and the second one, and I want you to put the addresses in just to make sure that I've got them. And then go through and check off the things that you did. And if you have the grade, it's a better insurance policy to give me the grade that I gave you in case I entered the wrong grade. Usually I don't enter the wrong grade. Usually what I do is forget somehow to enter a grade on something. Because by the time I send it back or something, I might forget. But usually I don't enter the wrong grade. I don't know if I've ever caught myself doing that. So, anyway, sometimes, however, though, I might not change it if you resubmit anything. So that might be the error. So it's best to give me the grade. So you need to pass that in with the final or before the final, but you should pass it when you're done with the work. Or else if you pass it in earlier than that, then you should also give me a second copy. So if you gave it to me today, for example, and you do a bunch of stuff between now and next Monday, then you should give me another copy of it, of the status sheet, so that I'm up to date. The final is there. It has to be sent to me by 10:30 next Monday. Okay, so it needs to have been sent to me by 10:30 next Monday, and I want you to send it to the usual address, and also to priscilla.grosser at bristolcc.edu, just in, as a backup. Now, if I don't get a final from you, it becomes as a surprise, i.e. I think you're going to pass the course and I didn't get a final from you, I will get in touch with you. So, but keep the email that you sent so that you can prove that you sent it on time. Okay, so forward it to me and then I know that you actually sent it on time. Okay, so the final is there. The first two questions deal with a bunch of stuff, and I posted some of the information about that for last week. But the first two questions are really doing research about how you can attract people to your website and also about how you can get good placement. So you're writing basically a short paper on those two topics. And you should be careful to cite it. It shouldn't be your opinion exclusively. You can certainly express your opinion, but I want to hear other people's opinion too. So in other words, I want you to put in resources that you use to figure out best how best to do it. And then from there on in, there are some other problems for you to solve. Okay, there are 10 questions. And does anybody have questions? Has anybody read it over? Yeah.
For like stuff you want us to do code for, do you actually want us to like do like an HTML page, or do you just want to see code for it?
It depends. I think most of them I just want to see the code. No, those can just be code, although, very frankly, I think if I were you, I would do them in a short page so I know they're working.
Okay.
Because if you do them in a short page, then you know you got them right because they're working.
Yeah, so essentially this shouldn't just be on one page, probably zip it together with
right,
some certain things.
Right, right. Okay, and then the two that you have to debug, you have to obviously send me the whole thing, because I need to have the debug on those. Okay. So, I will be here today until 2, and then I unfortunately have to go to a meeting. I'm not leaving, I'm leaving around 4. If I get out of the meeting early, I'll come back down, but I'm not promising anything, because end of the semester meetings tend to go long. Tomorrow, Eric and I will be here from 9:30 to 6. I'm not promising I'll stay till 6, but Eric is committed to stay until 6. So we have people here from 9:30 to 6 tomorrow, and Thursday from 9:30 to 5. I have a flight on Thursday night, so I don't know that I'll be here right till 5. But I gotta go down for a grandson's birthday. And then I will be back Sunday. So, I need you to get me work. If you're missing work, I would like it by this Thursday, because that is the last day of classes for me. So I would like it by this Thursday. I will take a few things over the weekend, up to your final, basically. But I don't want a lot, because I need to start getting your grades in. Okay? So I don't want a lot on that. But you can send me a few things late, okay? So that's where we stand on that, okay? Questions? Okay. So that's the final, and that's the status sheet. And again, the last day for assignments is technically this Thursday. I'll take a couple, one or two things late. If you are sending me more than one or two things, we need to talk. I need to figure out what you're doing and why I'm getting all this stuff late. So we need to talk if it's coming in late. It may mean that that you get an incomplete, or that if you've got enough to pass but you want to improve your grade, I usually let people do that. However, the only way you can get any version of an A is on time. Okay, so if you go ahead and you need to do some work after the close, I will let you do it if you've done the majority of things. But you can't get an A at that point. Okay, an A is only earned on time. Okay. So, questions? Okay, these are some resources that you may find helpful in doing the first two examples, first two questions on the final. There are also resources you can go and look up and find your own. Okay, these are some that I thought were good. Some of them are a little old, but I still think they're good. Some of them aren't. But you're more than welcome to do your own research. But you should be citing research in number 1 and 2. You should be citing where you got your information about how to put things up on the web, etc. The thing that I actually want to look at is a few things down here under week 13 that we didn't get to week 13, and then I was out on week 14, and so we are finally getting them on week 15. Okay. The first one I'd like to look at is the animation.html. So if you bring that up. That's my artwork, all right? Okay, so we all have our talents. And artwork is not one of mine. Okay. What I did, this is basically, now nobody would actually write an animation program. There's a lot of software out there that you obviously do to do animation. But you can write animation from scratch. And way back in the beginning, that's how they used to do it. So what I did is I went in and I drew four pictures. And if you look at my animation, it involves four different pictures that I drew. Okay, so I drew the four pictures. I set them up in an array. And I said, new image. And then I said, okay, the source for that image is image1.gif. Here's the second new image, the source is image2.gif. And like I've done in several of them, this should be probably a 3, although 4 is just fine. Okay, there was a period there where we were putting in the number that was bigger. Okay, so now I come down, and on load, I'm doing a function called cycle. And I have a image, okay, that I have set up. So in my body, I've got on load, do the function called cycle. And then I've got a place for an image, and I put the first image in there, and I said it was going to be 50-50. And the name of this area that I'm putting the image in is rotate. Okay. So when I go to function cycle, I say document, and then the area that I just named rotate, and I want its source to be, go to the array and get the zeroth one. Okay, the image that is the zeroth, which is image1.gif. And then I come down and I say, okay, now after you show that, add one to index. If index is equal to 4, set it back to 0, so you'll start all over again. Okay, and set the time out as cycle 1,000. And 1,000 is whatever amount of time it took to change that image that you saw. And if you want it to go fast, you make a smaller number there. And so I'm saying set time out at this, and then when you finish with the set time out, go do cycle again. So it keeps doing cycle over and over and over again, which is why you have a never-ending loop there. Okay? If you didn't want to do it on load, then you could have a routine where you had a while loop that did these. Okay? But I did it on the on load, and so this particular program does nothing except watch the guy change position. But that's how animation used to be done. And they would make all of those kinds of images and all the rest of it. And animation took a long while to do. Okay? Now they have software that is designed for you to input things into that makes it work a lot faster and a lot more effectively. But that's kind of the beginnings of how to do a animation. So there it is, still animating. And you can see my four pictures if you look at it. And it always goes back to 0. So this is 0, 1, 2, 3. 0, 1, 2, 3. And it always goes through and does the animation. Okay. The next one is an animation repeat. And so I went down and then came back up. So on this one, it is set up the same way. except that I have a code that tells whether I am going down or up. Okay, so I start my code out at down, and if it goes down, then I add one, and if it gets to 4, I change it to up. And if it is up, then I subtract one. So I go image 3, image 2, image 1, image 0 to go back up to image 0, going 3, 2, 1, 0. And so the beginning one starts out at 0. If it's D, it keeps adding one until it hits 4. When it hits 4, it changes to a U. So now I go through and I have, if it's a U, then I subtract one. And I keep going up and down that way. And this time I only put 500 into the timer, and so it went faster. Okay? So that's, again, the preliminaries of animation. Okay. Working up, and I guess I'm going to just do that. The next one is Southworth, which is a nursery. And this one gets into a little bit of coding with JavaScript. So I said, I would like pricing information about, and I get to choose what I want to see it about. And if I click on rhododendrons, it says the price range is 25 to 100. If I click on flowering trees, the price range is 50 to 150. Okay, so I've got all of those set up. If I look at my page, okay, for those choices of rhododendron, azalea, etc., I have a select. And I said the name is going to be item choice. And on change, so I have the on change event. So that means when I select something, because that's a change. So when I select something, I am saying go to the set price function and take with you the nursery choice dot item choice selected index. Okay, so the form is nursery choice. The name of the particular field is item choice, and I might have had more than one on there, so I need to specify. And so I'm saying go and get nursery choice dot item choice, which means the item choice within the nursery choice. And take the selected index. So if they chose the first thing, it's a 0. If they chose the next thing, it's a 1. If they chose the next thing, it's a 2, 3, and 4. Okay, so it's sending down a 0, 1, 2, 3, and 4 is being sent. So set price is sending a 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4. Okay? And one of those is being sent up to set price. Okay, because selected index means if I chose one of them, that number tells which one I chose. So that's the selected index. Okay, so it's sending 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4, and when it gets up there, there's the function set price, and again, it is receiving 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4. If it receives 0, I see no choice. If it receives 1, if it receives 2, if it receives 3, if it receives 4. So it goes in and comes back and says, okay, document dot nursery price dot price dot value is, go to the array called price group and use the 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4 to get something from there. And put that in the area that I call nursery price. So go to the area called nursery price, find the field called price, and set its value to whatever I took out of here. Questions? And what you have to do is find nursery price, which I think is down further. Yeah, there's the form called nursery price, and it has a field in it called price, and that's the field that I'm setting. Okay. So this is the field that I'm setting. Questions? Okay. Endless loop is kind of like rotating. There's my endless loop. Okay. And so I set those all up, and it's the same as rotating. You know, instead of rotating pictures, I was just rotating these pictures. So it's the same as the rotating one. I went up through 6 pictures. And the other one, which is array rotate, this tells me when I want to rotate. So when I click, I move to the next image. Okay. So when I click on it, I've got a button, and on click, I do the routine that I call cycle. So on click, I do this, and I add one, and I just keep going through, so I click through it. But this is done on a button click. So I have a button click, and when I click on the button, it does the function called cycle and moves up one. Okay? So it adds one to index. If index is greater than 6, I set it back to 0, and it keeps track of where it is, and every time I click, it comes up here, shows it, and adds one. And if it hits 6, it goes back to 0. So that I cycle through over and over and over again. There's 2 other things I wanted to point out. 6 and 7 are about the same. 6. I said the CIS department at BCC runs both day and evening classes. Day classes run from 8 to 4. DCE classes run from 4 to 10. After checking our clock, the date is May 8th, and day school is in effect. Okay, and I should take a picture of that.
Oh, so if it were afternoon right now, then that text would change?
Yes.
Okay.
And what did I do? You spoke and my finger pushed down. You startled me, I think. And my finger pushed down and there it went. So the big thing here was that I was getting parts of the date. And you can look at how you go about getting parts of the date. But I said today's date is a new date. And then I set up T-Day and said if I go in, todaydate.getDate gets me the day. Todaydate.getMonth gets me the month, and the month comes in 0 to 11, so I add one to it to get it up to 12. Then this one was written quite a while ago, back in the Netscape days, okay? But I leave that in there because I wanted to show you how it worked. If the Navigator app name equals Netscape, Netscape was keeping track of dates differently than the rest of the world. And sometimes you find a browser that does things differently. And so what I'm basically showing you here is you can actually ask which browser the person is using and adjust what you're doing to meet their browser. So that's why I kept this one. So if it was Netscape, the year had to have 1900 added to it. If not, nothing was added. But if it was Netscape, I had to add 1900 to make the year work correctly. So I'm asking there if the Navigator app name is equal to Netscape. So I can test, the point here is that you can test to see what browser the person is in. And you can then adjust. Sometimes people, especially when Explorer was going through its real problems of not doing a lot of things, people were actually asking the question right at the beginning and they were loading different pages. So if the browser was Explorer, they were loading a whole different page than they were for all the other browsers. So all the other browsers got one page and Explorer got a second page. So, you know, they would ask this right at the very beginning and then load different pages. Or load different portions of pages. So now I came over here and said, okay, I even got the hours. So I can get the date, I can get the month, I can get the year, and I can get the hours. So once I have the date, I can use a lot of these different things to get information. Okay, out of the date. I can get the day, the month, the year, and the hours, and the time. And so I then did a document write after checking our clock for the date, and I went to the month array and used the TMO, which I added one to it, so it went 1 to 12 instead of 0 to 11. I could have just made it 0 to 11, but I just have problems keeping track of January being the zeroth month. Okay, so I usually do the add one and then go on with it. Concatenated with a space, concatenated with TD, concatenated with a comma, concatenated with the year. And then I said, okay, if the hour is greater than or equal to 8 and less than 16, because it does military time, then day schedule is in effect. If it's between 16 and 22, then DCE schedule is in effect. Otherwise, the campus is closed. So if you run this at 11 o'clock tonight, it'll tell you the campus is closed. Okay? So basically, this let me extract information about the date and then go on and use that to change what I was displaying. So it is saying...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You've used the index for the month array to go from 1 through 12, but the week array, you still retain it at 0 to 6?
Say that again. Wait a minute.
For
I'll
the
get there.
Array?
I'll get back to the code in a minute. Okay, so the month goes from 0 to 12, and what?
No, month goes from 1 to 12.
1 to 12, right.
But your week, days of the week goes from 0 to 6.
Right.
So,
yeah, right. So I don't care, apparently, about that.
Okay.
He's looking at the next one, which is time 7.
Okay.
And time 7 actually has an array for the days of the week. And probably the reason I don't care is that I actually don't think of Sunday as the first day of the week. I think of it as the last day of the week.
Okay.
But unfortunately, the computer thinks of it as the first day of the week.
Yeah.
So, you know, the rest of the numbers are just fine to me. I just think Sunday is the seventh day of the week. Monday is my first day. But anyway, that's the way the computer does it, is Sunday is the zeroth day, Monday is the first day. So when you're extracting that, you get the day. And I call that T-day word. Okay.
Does any of these functions let you do date arithmetic?
Let you do what?
Date arithmetic. Like if you subtracted two dates, would it give you the interval between the dates?
Not sure whether JavaScript does or not. Other languages do.
Right.
I don't remember whether
like
JavaScript does or not.
SQL, you can subtract two dates.
Right.
And it will give you the...
Yeah, languages. And I don't remember whether JavaScript does. A lot of languages do have that ability. Because it's a real pain in the neck to work with. Yeah, right. And then especially you have to get into what is it? Leap years are divisible by four, but then when you come to a century, the entire century has to be divisible. I can't remember the rule now. In 2000, I remembered it. But to find out how many days are in a year, if the year is divisible by four, it's a leap year, and so you get an extra day, but there is something about they have to make that up every umpteen centuries or something like that. And as I said, I don't remember anymore. And then the last one on this was a DOM one. And I wanted to look at that one. So those are the things I had not gotten through in that. Let me go down and make this a little bit. Okay, so down here I gave a bunch of things a name, and then I said the first, the area for first, and I set up the area, this is the one where I want to put first, and I said put in there just found an element by ID, so I'm putting that into first. First didn't used to have anything in it, now it does. Now to change color, and this came up in something we did at one point, I am saying document get element by ID header and make that equal to two set. Okay, so in other words, two set is going to contain the get element by ID header, which is way up at the top. Then I said, all right, now change the style and the color of two set and make it pink. And so this is header. The location of header is in two set. And two set style is now pink. And I can see that it's pink. If you do it on your screen, you can see it's pink. But it doesn't look very pink up there. Okay. And then I said document get element by ID nav, so find the area that is called nav and change its background to beige. And so again, if you bring this up on your screen, this whole area is beige. I did not pick good colors to put up there. But that whole area is beige and the part up at the top is pink. And so it actually works on your screen. Okay, so that was setting some colors using DOM, which came up as a question. Okay. Talk about timing. I'm actually done, because that's what I wanted to go over. And I left you to look these up last week when I was out, but the final is forcing you to do it anyway. So, so I'm done. So from now, unless somebody has general questions, from now until 2 o'clock when I've got to go to a meeting, we will have an open lab where you can work on stuff and ask questions.
I'm stuck.
Okay. Well, let me turn off the recorder.